Maine's political leaders have long been proud of the grassroots appeal of the state's town meeting-style presidential caucus system. But the heightened interest in this year's presidential contest resulted in long lines at many of the local caucus sites, and many voters turned around and went home. Now a bill that would reinstate the presidential primary process first used by Mainers 20 years ago is gathering bipartisan support. A.J. Higgins has our story.
During Washington County's Republican caucus, the room quickly filled up, and the parking lot was soon crammed to capacity. Representative William Toole, an East Machias Republican, says organizers had underestimated the level of interest in the presidential primaries. The aftermath, Toole said, was not pretty.
Some traveled long distances to find out they could only vote in a short window of time. Others got discouraged and left. I know several people who saw the parking lot full and passed right on by.
Toole is among the GOP supporters of a bill designed to address some of those problems, which were also experienced by Democratic caucus-goers. Senator Justin Alfond is a Democrat from Portland, where more than 4,000 people showed up to participate in the discussion, only to wait in line and be handed an absentee ballot. Alfond told members of the legislature's Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee that his bill would reinstate the closed primary system that allows registered party voters to cast a ballot for their favorite candidate. Alfond says he believes that the secret ballot system is more efficient and encourages greater participation.
Neither the caucus nor primary system is perfect. I know there are some who say we should keep the caucuses and just try to do better next time. But just because a caucus can work well doesn't mean it's the best system to engage all voters. The caucus system excludes many that otherwise would vote. First, not everyone has the time to dedicate to a caucus. Anyone who has to work cannot spend 2, 3, or 5 hours on a weekend.
Alfond's bill, which would become effective in 2020, would be paid for by the state at an estimated cost of between $1 million and $2 million. And for some lawmakers, that's too high of a price.
Is it really acceptable to put this new cost on taxpayers for a closed primary?
Senator Eric Brakey, an Auburn Republican, says when unenrolled or independent Mainers represent the largest segment of all voters in the state, it's really not fair to ask them to foot the bill for a process they can't take part in.
One suggestion I would throw out, if we are interested, if the legislature is interested in moving towards more of a primary process, maybe we just delegate the decision on this to the existing political parties and require them to pay for it, whichever way it goes.
The committee will revisit the closed presidential primary bill again next month. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.